As we heard in the headlines, three public sector unions are calling for the delay of the start of public schools. But we found one Windward Oahu school campus that has been forging ahead with the August 4th opening. The school community spent the last two weekends adding two outdoor classrooms to make sure students can sit 6 feet apart. We talked to Aikahi Elementary School Principal Keoki Frazier about steps it's taking to get ready to welcome the students back.
We're all trying to figure out how to best have school be as safe as possible. And those conversations, I think, you know, within our school and I think similarly within the larger community and in the nation, frankly, are very difficult and there's a lot of concern. So through our shared conversations with teachers and parents, you know, we're talking about what we have to do to be safe and what that might look like. That was a big focus. But through that conversation, there's also something revealed itself and an opportunity for us to say, you know what, while we don't know a lot of things and while there are some things that we're unsure about, you know, what can we do? And that sort of positive attitude, I think, is what's really inspiring. And that's what led to us, you know, creating an idea to build the outdoor learning spaces and then working together over the last several weeks to make it happen. So we got it done in two weekends. The planning, you know, took maybe, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. But from its inception in late June to it actually being built was, you know, approximately 3 weeks.
Describe to our listeners what you've done exactly.
So we have two storage containers on our campus that are 20 feet wide by 40 feet long, right? So what we did was we used those best backdrops to create murals. So there's two of these that are built already and that are ready to go for the school year. And we wanted to have the murals be inspirational, be uplifting, be bright because of the circumstances that we're all facing. And that was what we wanted to do with that part of it. And then to make it usable for kids, we needed a covered structure. And so we researched options. We had some parents who have experience and who work in, you know, the architectural field. And we planned out and looked at what we could do safely, what was within, you know, our ability to do. And, you know, we looked at a tarp option and then we said we needed flooring. So we ended up putting in a field turf. A lot of the donations came from parents and we put up the GoFundMe account and donations just started kind of pouring in over the last several days. And as far as the labor goes, you know, we're very fortunate. We had companies, local businesses just donate their time and their expertise. And we just kind of worked together and we said, you know, let's do something good for kids. And people came out after work and the artists have been painting, you know, throughout the weeks on their own time. And it just all kind of came together and rather quickly.
So there's been lots of back and forth over the 6 feet, 3 feet distancing thing with the desks. What's your situation as far as, you know, making do with your space and with your numbers? I don't know how crowded your classrooms are.
Yeah, so we're 6 feet apart in the classrooms, and that's something that took a lot of planning and took a lot of change, and we had to add some teacher positions to certain grade levels to bring down class sizes, and we had to make a decision that for kindergarten, first, second grade, all of our students will return for face-to-face instruction. For our upper grade students, they're going to be on a blended rotation. So in the classroom, it was very tight, our classroom spaces. You know, we had to open up new classrooms, and we had to tell some folks who had offices that, sorry, you can't have your office. You can't have, you know, the space that you had before because we had to add extra classes. But the outdoor learning spaces help a lot because that gives us additional classroom spaces. So teachers can take kids out there. They can use the space for classes. They can do everything in there. You can read books. You can do writing assignments. You can do art. You can do some PE lessons. And each space is big, so you can keep them 6 feet apart. So that really helped us a lot, gave us a lot more flexibility, and gave us the opportunity to, you know, try to get our kids outside, which the research has shown overwhelmingly is a much safer situation for kids.
So you've created two additional spaces.
Yes, we added basically two classrooms to our facility, our campus facilities, and those spaces are outside and they're covered, but, you know, they're not enclosed, which means there's a lot of breeze and it's very cool out there. When we were building this past weekend at about 12 o'clock, which is like the height of the school day when it gets hot, we were super cool out there, and it felt good to be outdoors, and the wind was blowing, and the shade was, there was tons of shade, so, you know, and you can still see because, you know, it's not a completely enclosed place, so it's a very nice space that's going to allow us to have a lot more flexibility and to be able to use, you know, outdoors learning opportunities in ways that we've never had before.
So your school community is embracing this idea that, you know, the start of the school year, you're going to be ready no matter what it takes.
Our theme this year is Aikahi Hiki No, which means can do. So what we're about at our school is not just asking tough questions and making sure we do things the right way, but we're also about thinking about outside the box. And so I think what came through all the pent up, you know, negative and concern that everybody had, we had to get that out. We had to talk about that, and people got stuff off their chest, and we were making plans to be safe. And at the same time, this opportunity presented itself, or this idea kind of came, then we ran with it.
Is there any other campus that's doing something similar that you're aware of?
Kainala Elementary, our sister school right down the street, a lot of the schools in the Kailua and Kaleo complex, you know, they're leaving no stone unturned. You know, the education has turned into a very national political situation, and on a very intimate level, it's for every single family to make the best decision for themselves and for their children. And for every single school, you know, we have to see what can we do to help our kids be successful. So a lot of schools in our area, I know, and throughout the DOE, you know, are trying to partner with people to do things and trying to work with their school communities to build benches, to put up tents, to do whatever we can to make not only school be safe. That's just kind of the first thing that's in front of us that we see. We need school to be safer. But we also need to get to the point where once the dust can settle as far as our safe practices, we got to get our kids and our parents and our teachers to just be able to relax and to get into our new groove and to never lose sight of, you know, we're here to help kids and we have to be compassionate and we can't let all the adult noise that sometimes, you know, comes into play, our ability to care for these kids.
Well, this week, you know, we heard from the school superintendent about the plan, and we heard Catherine Payne, you know, the chair of the school board. The teachers union, on the other hand, is asking that the start of school be put off. Because it doesn't believe the campuses are ready to safely welcome back the students and the teachers. But it sounds like your school's certainly going to try.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if the decision is made and schools push back, that's great. Would that be something that would be good in some ways? Yes, it would be. If that's not the case, you know, if our kids are going to be here in 2 weeks, and then we're going to be ready to do everything we can to have them have a safe school experience and to do so in a way that's compassionate and nurturing, because our teachers love kids and they want to help them, and they're here to help them grow in any way they can. So we have to make sure we do it as safely as we can for not only the kids, but also for the adults that come to school every day. And I believe we're on track to doing it. We're working 24/7 to make it happen. I've never seen the collective force, if you will, from our faculty and staff and other schools that are concerned, that are trying to advocate in appropriate channels, at the same time are doing what they can to modify their lessons and their campuses to help our kids come back. Because, you know, when that kindergartner walks in on the first day of school, they're not aware of all the other things that are going on in the world that adults are aware of. They just want to have a good experience and they want to learn. They're curious. So, you know, we have to do all the things we can as the first things first to make sure that we're safe and to also be realistic that something inevitably may happen in our school, in any school. Success is going to be a process. We have to do everything we can to be safe. Then we have to respond accordingly, and we have to also, you know, if the kids are going to come in 2 weeks, we will be ready.
You know, we were hearing from a Molokai school principal that the consensus is, you know, we all have to give in some areas because it's going to be an adjustment. It's not going to be easy, but everybody sure is going to try.
Yes, absolutely. So that's why our motto, Akahihikino, is just that. You know, sometimes you got to say it to yourself a few times, but we can do this. And I've never had more admiration and respect for teachers and for staff members, because they are going above and beyond to do anything they can to help support their kids to be safe and to support themselves. Whether it be our custodians say, hey, you know what, I'll come in an hour earlier and I'll do whatever I can in the morning. I don't even care if I get paid for it. Teachers coming to meeting, you know, throughout the night and sending ideas and suggestions, and the parents reaching out saying, hey, how can we help you? You know, do you need us to go down and buy, you know, thermometers? I think the story sometimes that gets portrayed is that this is a very challenging situation, and it very much is. But I think if you see through that, if you really look at what people are doing to come together, I think that's probably something I've never experienced before, and it's something that I'm super proud to be a part of at our school. And in the back of my mind, yes, there's worry, there's concern. And sometimes you toss and turn thinking, you know, can you pull this off? But when you see parents saying, you know, we'll do whatever we can to help, or when you see teachers, you know, staying up and emailing you at 2 o'clock in the morning to say, hey, what about this idea? It just gives me great confidence that, you know, through all this tough situations, something amazing is going to happen. And I'm excited about that. And I'm also, you know, not naive to the fact that this is going to be a very different and not always easy year. Our school community is amazing. And every colleague of mine in the DOE that works in a public school that, you know, we're working together on trying to figure this out. You know, we all have our own school communities, and we're all amazing in our own ways. You know, some people have different resources, but, you know, you might have someone that says, hey, I can help with the donation, or you might have someone that says, You know, I can come in and just greet kids in the morning and say, welcome, I'm happy to come to school, you know, but the will of, I think, the public education system is really something that I'm just, you know, very impressed with, despite whatever challenges we're facing.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Well, that was Aikahi Elementary School Principal Keoki Frazier talking about two outdoor classroom spaces built over the last two weekends to get ready for classes to resume on August 4th.